Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's walk aboard right now. Barrett Saleh, CBS Sports national college football writer, joins me now. Hey, Barrett, Mark Melusis with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning. Happy New Year, bud.
Happy New Year to you as well. Good morning.
Barrett, what was your reaction to what we witnessed on Saturday in the two national semifinals?
I was Notre Dame not giving up putting up much of a fight. I was a little bit surprised by, not necessarily that they lost. I thought they'd lose. I thought Clemson would cover and all that stuff. But it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me that Notre Dame would put the game in Ian Book's hands right out of the gate. I thought because of Dexter Lawrence's injury or suspension, even though I didn't think it would matter all that much, I thought they'd test it a little bit more. And see if Albert Huggins could be out there for 20, 30, 40 snaps when, you know, he's getting hit a lot more than he is, if it's mostly passing. So I was surprised with that. But that's pretty much it in that game. And in Oklahoma and Alabama, nothing really surprised me. If I had to pick something, maybe that they weren't more creative with Kyler Murray early, to see if they could put pressure on Alabama, but that's pretty much it. So neither of those two games were big surprises to me. I thought the two better teams won and won handily, and they should have.
Now, Barrett, do you think what we witnessed on Saturday should bring about change for the selection committee about how they pick the final four teams?
No, because, you know, you can't use hindsight to go back and say, okay, well, Notre Dame didn't deserve to be there. Yeah, I mean, Notre Dame was 12-0. Notre Dame has, you know, a quality win over Michigan. A win over a team in Syracuse that's going to be a top 10, top 12 team at the end of the season. And they didn't lose, and the results have to matter. They're not the only factor, but they have to matter. And if you're Georgia or if you're Ohio State, you can say, okay, we're the hottest team in the country right now. We're one of the top four teams in the country right now. Well, that's not what this is about. And it's funny to me, Moose, that people go back and say, okay, look, you have to define what best four teams mean. Well, no, because the people that are saying they got it wrong are really saying best four right now. Well, that's not the definition. The people that say that, they did it right are saying it's the most deserving team. Well, that's not right. It's in the eye of the beholder. The committee member looks down at a sheet of paper or his computer screen and says, okay, this is what I value. And best teams are whatever you want to make it as the individual. And that's what it should be, because the season is the season. It isn't defined by anything. It isn't defined by geographical conferences. It isn't defined by anything other than whatever the definition evolves into for best four teams. So, they're not going to go about it. The process works. I mean, the process absolutely works. I think it's just people got caught up in changing definitions to fit a narrative. And that narrative, which I think is ridiculous, is to make it the best four right now because for whatever reason, people want college football to be like the NFL, and it's not, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Barrett. I totally agree with that take and totally agree with that logic. I thought Notre Dame, you go undefeated in the regular season, Notre Dame's going to be in the top four. I mean, and any team that goes undefeated, aside from UCF because of the conference that they play in, they're going to be in the top four as long as you're from one of those Power Five conferences. You just are. I mean, you've gone through two big. They've earned it.
If you're a Georgia fan, don't lose twice. Don't lose to LSU.
Don't
by
lose 20. By
and
20 to LSU. Don't blow a three score State, lead to Alabama.
Don't lose by 29 to Purdue. I mean, there are reasons, there are ways to make this debate go away, and it's not to change the system, it's to win more football games.
Well, that's it. What about Barrett, what about the idea of expansion here?
I think using Saturday as a reason to push for expansion is as backwards of an argument as you can possibly create, because you can't sit here and say, oh, we're sick of Alabama-Clemson part four. It's getting stale. And then say we need to push for expansion. If you can push for anything, it's contraction. because these two teams are the best two teams, and it's not close. So, you know, and I wrote this. It's going up today on CBSSports.com. You can't use Saturday to push for expansion because you're just going to water it down with more teams that you're going to be underwhelmed by. Fixing the semifinals isn't a goal. Like, fixing the semifinals is not something that that anybody should care about at all. It's about rewarding the best teams. And the two best teams are Clemson and Alabama, and they proved that on Saturday. So, you know, this year, I think the BCS would have worked great. In other years, the BCS would have worked great. In other years, like last year, and a couple other years in the college football playoff system, you know, you have a team that's number four that wins. That's fine. Keep it at four. But if you expand it to eight, you're still going to get these same crappy semifinals, and you're going to get a lot of average quarterfinals with teams who aren't that good who are going to then underwhelm you in the semifinals. So pushing for eight because of Saturday, it logistically makes absolutely zero sense. If you're going to push for anything, if you can cite Saturday to push for anything, it's actually to regress back to the BCS formula with two postseasons.
Yeah, totally agree. Barrett Selle joining me, covers college football for CBS Sports, CBSSports.com. Check him out. Does a great job. Barrett, do you think next we're going to have a week to break it down? Next Monday night here, do you think it's going to live up to what we – I think it's going to be a great game between Clemson and Alabama. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's the fourth year in a row we're going to see it, third time for a national title. You think it lives up to the billing?
Yeah, I do. I mean, these two teams are so good, and they're very similar in a lot of aspects. So, yeah, I think it's going to be one in the trenches. I think both of these teams are probably the two best in the country in that department. I can't wait to see how Clemson secondary attacks Alabama's wide receivers and vice versa, because Clemson's wide receivers are pretty good. We saw that Saturday. And I think the biggest thing for me, I know quarterback is the easy way out, but I don't think a lot of folks realize Trevor Lawrence only has like 30 fewer passing attempts than Tua Tagovailoa in his career.
Wow.
And Trevor Lawrence has played three more complete games than Tua Tagovailoa in his career. So the two quarterbacks, watching how they handle this, knowing what Tua did last year, knowing what Trevor did on Saturday in the first half, I mean, I can't be more excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, we got a couple minutes left to play with here, Barry. Two topics I want to hit with you. Number one is, it bothers me. I understand he did it, and he's got 17 days after you accept the Temple job. You're going back to Miami if you're Manny Diaz, because Rick decides to retire and become the Miami Hurricanes head coach. I mean, that is a – I get you only live once, and it's his dream job, but that is a terrible look for Manny Diaz.
Yeah, it is. You know, and I think he's going to have to deal with criticism because of it. You know, it's like Lane Kiffin when he left Tennessee. Like, they're only going to call you once. Like, and look, you're going to make some people mad. You know, so do you want to make those people mad, or do you want to look after yourself? And I mean, look, it's hard to say what you do. I don't know what I do in that situation. I would probably do what Manny Diaz did, but yeah, it sucks. I mean, you're gonna make a lot of people mad, and you're gonna have to live with the criticism that you have for a lifetime because of that decision. And you know, under circumstances that it's your dream job, you'd like to not have that. Like you'd like to not have that burden because you lived out your dream, but it's your dream. You know, what are you gonna do?
Were you surprised Rick retired?
Yes. I was very surprised that Rick retired. And really, I think, you know, people are mad at Manny Diaz, okay, and I love Mark Richt. I've covered him for almost 20 years now. But allowing Manny Diaz to go to Temple and the recruiting class to basically crumble only to retire and have Manny Diaz get the job back, I think that was the bigger disservice, that Rick basically allowed Miami go into flames for the last month and then decided to retire because if he had figured this out after the regular season, Manny could have been in there. He could have salvaged the recruiting class, probably recruited a whole lot better still, because recruits love him, and had a smooth transition, and then Temple would be happy too. But he didn't do that, and I think that's the more concerning part.
No, that's fair. Final one for you, Barrett. What game of the New Year's Six, what game are you looking forward to the most?
UCF LSU, just because, I mean, UCF with Daryl Mack at quarterback, you know, Mackenzie Milton, and LSU with, you know, a super athletic defense, but a lot of defensive pieces missing. You know, you have the UCF undefeated thing, you have the SEC pride thing after what happened last year with UCF in the bowl game. I want to see how motivated LSU is, not just for themselves, but for the conference and really maybe for the entire country, the way UCF has been chirping the last calendar season.
I agree with you. 30 seconds here, Barrett. Do you think Georgia's going to be motivated against Texas?
Yes. I think Kirby Smart is one of those guys that revenge matters, and he's going to get his revenge on Texas, even though Texas had nothing to do with it. I think they're going to come out firing. They're not going to be downtrodden like Auburn was last year.
Barrett Selle, CBS Sports, covers college football. Hey, Barrett, I really enjoy your work. Happy New Year to you and your family, and appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Happy New Year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.